This is Blender Style, the show where we discuss a blend of heavy and extreme music. On this episode, Arch Enemy, Wages of Sin. This album was released in 2002 on Century Media Records. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
This is my pick. I've been listening to Arch Enemy since the early 2000s, but I did kind of lose interest after a little while. Really haven't caught up. You know, they got a new singer and stuff like that, and I did check that out. But, you know, I was really into this album. I wanted to see what you guys think. So, are you familiar with Arch Enemy, Casey?
I'm familiar with them having multiple different singers, and that always kind of turned me away from them.
They've had three, I think.
There's, like, this weird stigma that I have to bands that change their lead singer, where I'm just kind of like, no, it's not the same anymore. Unless, you know, it was early change-up before, you know, they got big or something. And I think Arch Enemy was one of those things that I was like, oh, you changed your singer midway through your career? I'm not interested.
And this is their first one with Angela.
Okay.
And then they had some dude before that, and then Alyssa White Clues at some point after this.
Okay.
Have you, you're familiar with Arch Enemy, right?
Yeah, this album. I kind of fell off also as it went. I just lost interest. Right. But when I like heard this album, I was into it, you know. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends were definitely listening to it.
So this is like melodic death metal straight up.
Yeah. Swedish melodic death metal. Because it has that Swedish melodic sound, I would say.
The guitars are, there's a ton of guitar playing on this.
The guitars are amazing on this.
There's just like constant guitar riffing, leads, solos.
Yeah.
Very guitar heavy band.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you mentioned this earlier when you were listening to it. One of the guys played in Carcass at one point or something.
Yeah, there's definitely moments of a Carcass sounding riff, you know what I mean?
And it sounds cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the guitar playing kind of reminds me of like Megadeth.
Shadow and Dust sounds, the intro sounds a lot like Secret Place off Cryptic Writings from Megadeth.
That first guitar riff on both of those songs.
Yeah, so when it came in, I was like, did they steal this? And I had to go back and check it. I think I sent you guys a text message. I was like, is this the same? Because it's very close. Similar.
It's
pretty, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty similar for sure.
Good catch.
The guitar playing in this is definitely one of my highlights and likes. It's just melodic riffing. During this whole thing, you want to throw your, honestly, I know it sounds cheesy, but throw your horns up and headbang.
It's like, so good.
It's a fun album, you know what I mean?
There's lots of bangers on it.
There's a lot of energy behind it, too.
And her vocals are like a guttural death metal for the most part.
Yeah, for sure.
And she does kind of do creepy growls and like gurgly sounds too. And I really, that's one of my likes too, is her vocals. But getting back to the guitar playing, for sure, it's like a, and it's, there's a lot of different guitar sounds on it. Like one of them is like Western sounding.
Yeah, there's some like Western, some
like almost clean
guitar. Yeah, some clean guitar. There's some weird like power metal-y riffage kind of thing going on, and back and forth between like the high pitched tones on the guitar and then stepping into solos and back out of solos. And they do a really good job with the guitar and the drums right along for it the whole time.
The musicianship is definitely spot on.
Oh, for sure.
I got to go back to the fact that there's just absolute bangers on this. Like from like song 3 to like 5, those songs in the middle are just, what I wrote down.
Heart of Darkness is my favorite track. Track 3.
Ravenous is my favorite. Mm-hmm. She says Carnivorous Jesus, which I don't even know if that makes sense, and I love it. Savage Messiah. And the First Deadly Sin, dude, are all just absolutely.
Web of Lies is also
And Web of Lies is good, dude.
Yeah, I started writing down my favorite tracks on this, and I was like, I'm going to list them all, so I just put, like, the first four.
Yeah. I actually enjoy the lyrics in it, too. The lyrics are actually pretty decent, I thought.
I really like the breakdown parts or the bridges where they kind of change it up and let it breathe a little bit. And it rocks a little bit or like lets up. It's really badass.
I'm kind of with you. They have this really cool like thrash metal feel that kind of transitions to like death metal and then to power metal, kind of like we talked about earlier. But then they slow down for these really cool chuggy parts.
Yes.
That are almost new metal feeling, but they're not because they're backed with like this really cool vocal style.
And it's like standard tuning, so
yeah,
it's not new metal.
No, not at all.
Her vocals are fucking sick on this, dude. She's got those low gutturals and then like the creepy, like gurgly bits that she does. I love her vocals, and they got better throughout the band, even though I kind of lost interest. When I check in on the newest stuff, she's always killing it. She never did clean vocals. which is kind of disappointing, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. She's good at what she does.
She's killing it on this
album. Yeah, I think she's a great vocalist. And you can understand everything she's saying, you know, which is also nice.
Yeah. That is a weird thing about it because for, like you said, the guttural thing, to be able to understand it, it's kind of, it's a different, it's like a breath of fresh air for it.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about it is it kind of also rides that thin line of like high production, but edgy is at the same time. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like it almost sounds like they probably sound like that live. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like,
probably even better now to
say. Oh, oh my God. But I would love to see Arch Enemy live.
Yeah, I've never seen him either.
It's pretty light for death metal. And kind of my only dislike about this is I wish it was more brutal.
Yeah.
There's lots of double bass, but there's no like blast beats. There's no sick tremolo picking. Like there's great guitar playing, but he never like just lays down way fast.
It never gets too fast at all.
Like Cannibal Corpse or Deicide or something like that, which is, you know, came out before all this. So that it was definitely relevant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they really kind of, this is more thrash metal than it is death metal at times.
I agree, yeah.
So that's kind of my major, I wish it was more brutal.
See, my major dislike for this was the lyrics. I thought, like Nate said, they were pretty good, but to me, I just, because I was reading them, and if these were in a power metal song, we would be making fun of it. Like, honestly, the lyrics, a lot of them are just like really repetitive, kind of basic, let's be as, like, try to be as hardcore as we can mm-hmm. sounding. And they just, they fit the music well, and they tell the story, but I think that if this wasn't sung in that deep, like, growly voice, we would be making fun of the lyrics.
Well, I think it's also trying to be, I think it's trying to draw a crowd.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, this is arena metal. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of what they're doing. So
that's true.
I think the vocals are like that for a reason. And in that sense, mm-hmm. I think they're good. I mean, they're not poetic. They're not telling some.
They're not telling a story.
But they are memorable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's meant for everyone to sing along. And like I said, this record's like throwing your horn. Like, I would see this live. Like, it's just throwing your horns up and headbanging. Like, it's a feel-good record. There's no down or heaviness to it at all.
No.
And I also don't like that they stole the riff from Secret Place.
Which came out first? Cryptic Writings, right?
Yeah, I think Cryptic Writings was in...
late 90s. 99?
Somewhere
around 98. There. I think it's 98.
Maybe 98, yeah.
I did like the vocals, but at the same time, there was some like horrible like vocal layering that was going on within the mix. Mm-hmm. And there was at times where I was like, what were they thinking? Like, you know.
Yeah, there were some really weird parts that you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. And this was like a beginner album for me when I, you know, was getting into like some of this more melodic, you know.
Beginner death metal. Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Not beginner death metal, but this type of melodic,
metal.
I was already listening to DSI and, you know, like at first glance at this stuff, I wouldn't, like I mentioned before, like In Flames and shit at first, I was like, I'm not going to even try. Mm-hmm. And then it grew on me, you know.
So this was something that you kind of checked out, like when you were getting into like the Swedish melodic death metal, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a throwback for you. So what do you rate it?
I rate it a 4.3.
That's really
good. It still holds up pretty strong for me. And at first, when you first picked it, I thought it was going to be higher. But after I listened to it again, you know, it drops a few points just because it is a little dated. And I like a little bit more toughness.
So I also gave this a 4.3, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I never really got into Arch Enemy, and I'm kind of bummed that I didn't, because this was really good.
That's awesome.
I always thought they were gimmicky, and it kind of threw me off, but I don't know where I picked up that they were gimmicky.
Well, later, I've kind of stepped away from them just because of, like,
And maybe that's it. Maybe, like, their newer stuff's real gimmicky, and so I just never gave any of the earlier stuff a chance, but I think this wasn't really even on my radar back when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So to come into this, I was actually surprised. It's really good.
I give this a 4.1 out of 5. There's fucking bangers for days on this, tons of killer songs. But like you're saying, Nate, you know, I thought I was going to rate this higher, but after listening to it a bunch of times, it is a little dated. And just like you're saying, I just wish it was more brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into like cattle decapitation now. And just music's evolved so much that it just kind of... you know, gets a little old sounding.
Yeah, I mean, like, I told you guys earlier, like, I have this on CD, and, like, I went and fucking pulled it out. I've had it for, yeah, like, you know, for so long, so. But, yeah, when I was younger, man, it definitely helped me.
This is Blender Style. That was Arch Enemy, Wages of Sin. Carnivorous Blender.